morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up this phone lines after the first break, and we have them open to the top of the hour. The free teleclass that we did on 11-11 is available, so you can go to the website, and you can dial in the number and the PIN number and the reference code, and you have some, it starts with music for a few minutes, and then you could listen to it, and you could join in the energy of the millions of people around the world that came together on 11-11. And it doesn't matter that you listen to it later, because when we did it, it was so powerful, and I saw and felt and sensed the energy of everyone joining together. It looked like the earth turned very gold, and it had a lot of pink energy around it. Think of gold as the energy of that pink energy is the energy of unconditional love and forgiveness. And it was, I could barely even talk. I was just to kind of give directions in the beginning as a guided meditation. And then we had some music and we all joined. And so it was very, very powerful. So it doesn't matter that, again, it was on Friday. This work of learning to step out of time, you can still tap into that very powerful energy at any time. I had a lot of energy, emails confirming that they felt the real being peaceful, their heart opening up. They saw things, they felt the warmth. And so all of that is really, really cool. So you could re-listen to it. That could be part of your energy exercises that I talk about all the time. And that is, again, free, and it's available for anybody to listen to. We also have the gold coin readings, and I've talked about them every once in a while, but I am getting feedback that's just so wonderful, where people are releasing blocks, people that have had fighting with their family for 5, 6, 7 years over inheritance or money issues, and then all of a sudden I had one family that they all had readings, and they all saw where they were coming from, and they had peace finally after years and years where people weren't even talking to each other because of money. And I've had other people that were trying to get promotions, and they got a promotion. And I'm not taking the credit. I'm saying when you are released from your energy, when you recognize the blocks that you have in your energy field and then you release them, then you're open to flow. Then you are open to receiving more money. And money is energy that allows us to have experiences in this world. This world, it buys experiences. It buys us experience of trips, travel, food, a house, jewelry, education, whatever you desire. But the bottom line is that there's energy. Money is energy, and there is an energy behind it, and most people have old blocks about money. It's a self-worth thing. There's a lot of emotions around money. So when we really clear out those emotions and see what the themes are, you're really open in a much more energetic posture to the receiving storm of money. So those are the gold coin readings. They're only $40. You get a CD and notes and your own special attunements that I encourage the people to do for a minimum of 28 to 30 days, because it takes 28 to 30 days to create a new narrow pathway in your brain, a new habit. And so that's a minimum that you want to practice those exercises. And it's really kind of up to you. So we clear you. People are feeling it. And when they work it, they work the program, they do it, they feel the results. So those are the gold coin readings. The information is on the internet at the website. Or you could call our office at 860-887-1201. And we have the next Mini Light Zoom Live is coming up this Saturday. And that's where from 6 to 9, people could come in person or on the phone. We gather, and everyone's guaranteed a reading. And so if you're interested in that, you could call. And if you're doing it by the phone, you can whatever is most convenient for you as far as time-wise will fit you in. So if you want to go toward the latter part, because this is Eastern Standard Time, if you're in Pacific, we can arrange that. So you could call my assistant, Wendy, and arrange that. And that is, again, this Friday. Everyone's guaranteed a reading. People love them, and they've listened to other people's readings. And the next gathering is on December 2nd, which sounds far away, but it's really not. And that's on Friday, December 2nd, from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And that's when we gather all together, and I talk about the energy loads that are going, downloads that are happening right now, how they're affecting everybody. Everyone gets a mini reading, and then we do energetic attunements that are different from anywhere, anything that I give away. I give away a lot of free energy exercises, and so I'm guided to what to do at that time, during that time. So it's new, fresh off the press, we could say. I'm also doing a new thing. I do the remote readings that are for 20 minutes and 30 minutes. I offer the, have been offering those as an option for a long time, besides the in-person or telephone readings. The remote is where you don't have to make an appointment. You say how the length of the reading that you want to have, and then you could ask questions if you want. You could email me the questions, or otherwise I'll read your energy field and create a CD for you and do it as if I was doing a physical reading. But we're extending that, and we're now offering the readings for not only 20 minutes and 30 minutes, but we're offering 45 minutes an hour readings. So these are the remote readings, different again from live. You don't have to make an appointment. You get and receive your CD, and people are finding that, hey, it's great. I get a reading. I don't have to make an appointment, and they just love it. And so they get their answers, and they don't have to it frees them up, save gas sometimes, all that kind of thing. So, but what we're offering for the month of November for the 45-minute and hour remote readings, it's $50 off. And for the 20-minute and 30-minute ones, we're offering $25 off. And these are for the remote readings. Think of 25 for 20, 30 minutes, and $50 for 45 minutes and an hour. And you can get gift certificates to use that at another time. So if you wanted to, you weren't ready for a reading, but you know you like to get one in the spring or after the new year, you can call my assistant and said I'd like to get a gift certificate for myself or for my friends or family. And speaking of gift certificates, it is that time of year where we start thinking about Christmas and the holiday season, and we do offer gift certificates, and it makes a really great a reading is a great gift. People love it. I have a client that as soon as they thought about, my gosh, I never thought, the person who has everything, or even those persons that don't have everything, but they really feel like they're stuck in their life, a reading is a really great idea. So we offer those gift certificates again. All you have to do is email union1111 at yahoo.com or dial 860-887-1201. And my assistant's name is Wendy. And if she's not in, because we do have people from all over the world, she will get back to you. She's very, very good. And sometimes because of the time zone, because I am on Eastern Standard Time, if it's better to start out with the email, and because she looks at the emails continuously. And so sometimes that's the best way to start it. Otherwise, if you get a message, she definitely will get back to you. If she has not gotten back to you, especially during the weekday, by in a couple of days, shoot her us an email or give her another call, because she's very efficient that way. I also am doing a new radio show. I'm going to be a guest on Journey into the Light, and I'm starting this Thursday, and that's at 8 o'clock Pacific Eastern Standard Time, so it's 5 o'clock Pacific Time, and that's Journey into the Light. I'm going to be a guest there. And for the next 4 Thursdays in a row, starting this Thursday, so that's November 17th. And I'm excited about that. It's a great program. They have people from all over the world, and I'm really happy to be joining there. And I will be doing readings. And so free readings, you get the call-in number. That information will be going out on the website today, and also I'll be doing it on Facebook. So if you haven't joined Facebook or the want the free newsletter, it's a great time to Facebook me, go on the fan page, and or do the website and get the free newsletter. Also, this Wednesday, the 16th, World Puja radio show. I do World Puja every first and third Wednesday of the month. I broadcast those shows, and so this Wednesday is the World Puja show, and that's available at 11 o'clock and 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's actually available throughout the whole day. But if you want a time, Pacific time, it's 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Pacific and 6 o'clock p.m. where they run it. But actually, you could tap into the archives for 24 hours on Wednesday on World Puja. It's a pre-broadcast. So that does come out this Wednesday. And, again, it's the first and third Wednesday of the month, World Puja. And to find that, you go on worldpuja.org. So that's World Puja. That's P-U-J-A. .org, and you can listen to this broadcast. They have a lot of great hosts. I'm not the only one. There's several. There's probably 20, 25 hosts. So you can listen and hear anything from any kind of topic that you could ever imagine, from Indigo Kids to the Star People to Fifth Dimensional Bodies, any of that. There's tons of people. And my show there is called Empowerment. So Empowerment, you'll see a little picture of me, again, first and third Wednesdays of the month. So those are the new stuff that's coming up. We also, very excited to be bringing a series in starting in January, but this is something for you can think about, because we're going to really be offering this for a really inexpensive price. We have the a set of three classes, and one is a 2012 Emergency Energy Kit. And so these are new energy attunements that I'm not giving out anywhere else. I give out a lot of stuff. These are brand new. I'm downloading these, meaning I'm getting these intuitively. Every single new ones for yourself, and so that's the Emergency Kit. And this is, I'm saying the word emergence, like a butterfly emerging from its cocoon. So this is going to help you stay in that flow and be able to work with the increasing energy flow that we're going to be experiencing throughout the rest of 2012. And we're feeling it right now. And then there's also a class on the divine partnership, finding that twin flame energy. Whether you're married or not, this is class for everybody. And the fifth dimensional body, or the Christ consciousness body, and what's happening on the earth now. So more information, just giving you a heads up that there is a series of three classes where these are going to be on Sunday. Every other week, all the information will be coming up for you. But that, I'm excited about that, because it's a great time to start off the year. We're going to our first break, and you're listening to the Carrie Conner Show, and we're opening up phone lines, so give us a call. Be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show. And I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm with you with open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
We'd love to do that. And we'll start things off with Vicky. She's calling in from Redmond, Washington. She's got a question about a relationship she's in. She's thinking it might be ending, which we don't want, but that's for her decision. And Vicky, welcome to the show. What's exactly going on?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. I just have a lot of confusion. He's going through rapid healing process on his own, and he looks. It seems like he's moving away from me emotionally. Where it's kind of a long distance, so it's hard to gauge all this stuff. But mm-hmm. there's been a lot of really deep pain around it, and I'm just wondering if I get a heads up on it.
What I'm seeing, Vicky, is that there is an ending of a book, but I'm also seeing a book in the air of, and it's saying the end, but I'm not watching the door totally shut. So sometimes, this actually is a good thing, because you're ending the deep pain part. Both of you are being invited to go up to the next level of the relationship and be willing to go up to the next level of the relationship and be willing to hold the energetic tension of what that means, meaning that you could feel really tight and go to awful awfuls. Does it mean that we have to break up? No. How about if it means that you're redefining it, right, and be willing to really say, okay, this is how I want the relationship and what I want to go, and I really see you sitting at this energetic table and be willing to bring him to this table where you're looking at each other and you're speaking from the heart and not from that place of the wounded child where we all start out. And what you're feeling, Vicky, is what a lot of people are feeling. I'm seeing this all around the world where many people's relationships, they're either deciding to end it and start, and other people are starting to end the way it was and the way it was directed to and starting anew, like a new fresh page. And other people are doing this tug-of-war thing. So we don't want to do in the tug-of-war thing, you know, that back and forth or feeling that contracted kind of energy. And especially when somebody's going through a rapid healing process, we're going to be new. And that's why I see that symbol of the new book, because the person's going to look new, feel new, and be more empowered. And so their energy is going to be new. And so we want to, a relationship's all about change and be able to go with the change and be able to change with each other, right? Support each other and also allow each other to grow. So I would really absolutely open to talk from your heart and also, but be willing too, because I see your hand going up like with a stop sign, and because I'm seeing you get kind of dropped down to your knees when you feel like the thought of him leaving. So yeah. Really take that little child in you that's going down to your knees, because it's a much deeper theme than him. I'm seeing this goes down to when you're 5 to 7 years old. And so you want to take her into your heart and really rock her back into wholeness, or holiness is what I call it, meaning that you feel whole and complete whether you're in a relationship or not, you know?
Yeah.
And all of us come down and we don't feel whole. It's part of the whole human experience here. But the great news, the new news, is that we are waking up and feeling that we're connecting into the part to realize that hole that's in the heart has been an illusion the whole time. We're starting to fill it in. So that's what I'm watching both of you do, and starting to fill it in on your own pace. And then as you turn around to look each other energetically, it's like, how do we draw a new energetic outline for having this more flexibility in our relationship and not have that one child feel like she or he is in the driver's seat. So I would absolutely encourage you to address, and especially you quickly said, I know that aspect of myself. I know what you're talking about. That's the most key to when you address her, then you're going to look and it feel energetically different to him. And that's what he is looking for, a fresh page, a new page. And I'm seeing you are too, but you look energetically like you don't have feet, like you don't know how to step and walk out of this past posture because of past things. Think of this as the year of transformational energy, and it's going to continue to speed up so we could really heal deep, deep wounds. And think of energetically turning a channel so we get a new page. And so start with yourself. What do you want in a relationship? What makes you feel happy? What makes you feel joyful, what you want a partner, then be it yourself. If we want stability, if we want a sense of humor, then we want to ask ourselves, am I stable? Do I have a sense of humor? Am I calm? Am I peace? And be those things that we want in a partnership ourselves, and then that you start bringing that in with the relationship. So there's a lot of revising, but I'm not seeing it totally ending right now. All right?
Do you think it's going to turn into a platonic relationship?
It has the potential, yes, it does, because the door is not shut, and it can go into the platonic. But right now, you really want to address that 5 to 7 year old in you, because
that's what I am doing. Yeah,
because that's key for you to see which way it turns. To be honest, I'm watching it go either way, and that's why the door is not totally shut right now. But if you're willing to walk through that, if it turns platonic, you're in the still win-win situation, because you're going from that heart space to have a heartfelt friend and be able to really you had a space of being in a partnership before. Just really start adapting. What does it mean to be in a win-win relationship? Okay, Vicki?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Vicki, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll now head off to the East Coast. We'll have Bryn now call into the show. Actually, he's already done that. I apologize. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's one of those days, Carrie. You know, you get your words all flubbed, and
you don't really know.
Just making sure I'm on the same page. He's calling in from Arlington Heights, Massachusetts. He just wanted to check in to see how his inner growth is going. So, Bryn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. This is Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Not too bad.
Very good.
Just calling to find out how my inner growth is progressing, what's going on with it, and all that type of thing.
All right. I heard you on the background. Sometimes I could hear when Benny's answering the phones, and I heard him saying Bryn, and I immediately went to your energy. And where you immediately brought me to is right on your shins, and it looks like your shins, right on your physical body, on your skin, it looks like this exo, like an exo, like a tic-tac-toe kind of pattern is on your shins. So think, what does that mean? The shins, our feet, our legs represent foundational energy. And then when I was watching this tic-tac-toe energy, and then it looked kind of, sometimes it looks like it was spinning. So that's where at times it could feel like a little bit of restriction energy. And then it looks, when I see a symbol of a window pane and with your nose pressed against it, it's you bringing in the energy of the divine child, birthing the divine child, and you're bringing the energy down to your knees. And when it goes underneath the knees, the way I read energy, that's really significant, because when we birth something, when we're trying to manifest, we go down the whole chakra system, and that includes underneath our root chakra, between the knees, our feet, underneath our feet, to the way I read energy, 3 feet underneath our feet. And so that's, we are grounding a new pattern. So when you're doing the shin work, that's real changing of foundational work, and the way it's flipping back and forth where it looks like these bars that can feel like restriction. And also I'm seeing you're really releasing a theme that I've gotten burned is literally what your skin is saying to me. And this again has a theme of even past lives of being burned, literally on stake or any feeling of being burned, you know. And but also releasing where you're at, having energetic flexibility to expand. So it's a good thing.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
So keep up the good work, my friend, all right?
All right, thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Bryn, for calling in. And again, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off now to Prescott, Arizona. We have Lindsay calling in, and she experienced an intense dream, and it's around her childhood. She wanted to maybe get a little bit of a little insight on about it. So exactly what happened, Lindsay? What's going on with the dream?
Hey, hi, Benny. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I grew up around the corner from a boy named Bill who went all through school with, and every now and then I have a dream with him. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Maryland, and now I live in Arizona, and I haven't seen him for probably about 10 years at a mm-hmm. high school reunion. But every now and then, one time I had a past life recall dream with him. I was really certain of it. But for some reason, last week in the morning, I had this intense dream. Like, in the dream state, I was, like, in this place that I lived. It's not where I live now, but, like, an apartment that was mine. And the door, someone's knocked his door, and opened the door, and there he is. And the whole thing was, like, this was the feeling around it was so intense, like, of, like, this comrade or this deep, deep friend or this deep connection or something. I mean, it blew me away. It woke mm-hmm. me up, and it was just mm-hmm. huge. And I'm like, what does this mean?
Okay. All right. All right. Perfect, Lindsay. When you're having a deep, 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 intense dream, what we're doing is we're waking up to what it means to be multidimensional, and that means that dream time is that you're tapping into the dimension that's still around, and this is not a past life. This is like he's part of your soul group and soul connection, and as we clear ourselves and open ourselves up, we're opening up to connecting and feeling that support of those people that are part of soul group and soul connection, where a lot of people get confused. I think, especially when it's the opposite sex or we're familiar with the person, it's like, wow, does this mean I have to connect with them, talk with them, you know, whatever. It's like imagine your higher self and his higher self meeting in that dream state, doing like a high five is what I call it, like an energetic attuning with each other. And because there's a familiarity and you've known him since you were little, it's really helped both of you heal that, what I call that one-child aspect, and then you're able to feel safe. So that's a wonderful thing, and it's a sign of to turn into the angel. And I heard my cue, the music, so enjoy that, and we're going to go to the phone lines after this short few break. And thank you, Lindsay, for calling.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. And we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we have the line. Benny, why don't we go to those lines?
Sure. Sounds like a plan. We have now Todd calling in from San Diego, California. He's a contractor, and he's obviously going through some rough times like most contractors around the world. With this tough economy, he's looking for some direction, or is there anything out there for him or what you see? So, Todd, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Todd?
Oh, good. Hanging in there, plugging away.
Yeah.
Had some questions for you, kind of just feeling scattered in different directions. And as a contractor, it's been a rough go of it. And been working for some other folks when I need to, and kind of not sure which direction to pursue.
All right. I was just going to say, are you already working for somebody else? Because I see your energy. You have one foot in one circle, one foot in another. So think of, and actually it's kind of interesting because when I left, the left side and left foot to me means past or in the process of going to the past, and the right means now in the future. And I'm watching your feet kind of change direction. So the contractor is going, moving toward the left side, and the working for other people is going to the right side. And also I see other opportunities coming to you after January. It's like working for the other people is forming bridges and giving you other ideas. And that scattered energy is really common right now. A lot of people are feeling that. That's why I continuously talk about grounding, putting a ball of light around you, doing some sort of energy exercise, AM, PM, and throughout the day, because it really allows us to not get so scattered, because there's a lot of that energy. And especially if you're going through a time where money is tight and the whole economy, it's you have an extra just think like a magnet to pull in more energy that's tighter, and then it just tightens up the whole energy field, and the energy field gets all foggy. So but what I'm watching, though, and especially because you've got a lot of yellow coming into you, and yellow people are like contractors. That means they're entrepreneurs, they're doers, they're also creative people, people that could be singers, actors, sports people have a lot of yellow in their energy field. You have a lot of yellow. I'm also seeing new yellow coming in from you from January to March. And so pay attention to any ideas that you're having through November and December on how to expand your base. And so when you're putting like the contracting to the left, I don't want to say that you're closing it, it's going to be something of the past, but what you're doing is you're closing the part that that has a lot of post-traumatic stress, to be honest, around it, and then making it like breathing life into it, the contracting thing, and expanding your wings and say, how can I make this into, bridge it out to have something better? So it's great that you are working for somebody else in essence when you need to, because it's helping your body not contract so much, because when people don't have that, it's your form of a safety net energetically, the way I read energy, and that is a positive thing. But I also see, again, this opportunity is coming up for you, like you've had a lot of things on, I'm seeing an analogy of cooking on the stove, these four pots on a pan, and you're pulling in these things, that ideas, plans, business ideas that you've been working, feeding. It could be a timing thing, and now those things are coming to the forefront. And so especially, again, over December, January, February, the first, like the first 3 months of the year. So that means breaking through the energy of feeling contracted and being able to bridge with other people. I do see other things that comes in as far as like a business partner, partnership, more partnering with people, and like dual kind of contracts where it's like a different kind of contract than when we did before, and that's what this whole growth period is going through right now. So hang in there is the bottom line, and pay attention to the ideas that come into your head and write them down, Todd, because you're in this real period, what I call a downloading period, and even the most funkiest idea that you can have, just write it down, and just don't think about it too much. Just write it down. Have like a pad next to you a lot, because you're in this period of giving you ideas that you can breathe life into them. You've had success in the past, and that's what you want to remember, and not remember the contracted times. Remember that you've had success in the past, and you're bringing back that, what I call the Midas touch, because you have that Midas touch in your energy field. Everyone doesn't have that as like a life theme. You do, and so you want to remember that Midas touch is like whatever I touch turns into gold, golden opportunities, and so that's what you're getting, your golden touch back, okay?
Okay, well, thanks very for your
good.
Time.
You're welcome, Todd. You have a great afternoon or day.
Right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks, Todd, very much for calling in at the Carrie O'Connor Show. 1-800-930-2819 is the number here, 1-800-930-2819. Let me get my little switches here all in order. Carrie, and we'll take now Barbara. She's calling in from Edmonds, Washington. She had a question about her boyfriend's health. There's some other issues going on. And so she'd like to see what's going on. So, Barbara, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, well, my boyfriend has had a great deal of short-term memory loss going on lately, and he does have very severe RA and actually was just accepted on disability because of it. But I'm wondering if there's some other underlying problems that...
Just even before you said RA, when you said the short-term memory, I saw that it's medication, like reaction. What is he on for the RA?
Prednisone. That's it, because he has no medical.
Oh, God. Has he been on prednisone for a long time?
He's been on it for 2 months now. It's not a real high dose, but I don't think it's even helping him any anyways.
Interesting. Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that the results of that, and especially if you're not really seeing any healthy results with it, I'd really have them weigh out with that, you know what I mean? And I know with prednisone, you can't just go on and off of it, right? And I do see that when I look at the right side of his energy field, on his father's side, going down to father's lineage, there is a genetic component there that does have to do with long-term, short-term memory things. That's a genetic component that goes on his dad's side. And I'm also watching the frontal part of his brain kind of shriveling up. It looks like almost like a raisin. But this is where it's more laying on top of his physical body. But when I see that, it's think of his his whole body is contracting, and his energy body is obviously, our physical body is the last thing to imitate what our energy body is doing. So if the RA, let's say he's like got the hand that's starting to curl in, then think of his energy body is imitating that. Does that make sense to you? So the biggest thing that I'm seeing is blocking him is like this, it almost looks like the a pirate's cat thing that they put over the eye is starting to fall over the right side of his eye and block it, and his energy is contracting. So, first of all, I would absolutely encourage him to do anything energetically as far as energy exercises to feed and clear the physical body. We want to feed and clear our energy body. It's like not taking a shower, brushing our teeth, or washing our hair, and bathing ourselves. And so he wants to energetically feed himself with universal energy and the Earth's energy. That would be very helpful for him. I'm also watching like this protection around him. So part of this is like a genetic thing, but I'm not seeing like dementia, early dementia. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with a little bit of everything, but he could absolutely be doing things to make himself feel a lot better. It does take practice. It is a discipline as far as energy techniques. I give out 5 free ones that absolutely really help when people have health issues, mental, emotional, spiritual. But when you get down to the physical body, it's really important to address yourself on an energetic level too, because it's like you want to clear those meridians and help the health part. So, again, there's some sort of thing with the prednisone, with the memory loss. And this was kind of sudden onset, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And I think he realizes it's there because all of a sudden we have a whiteboard that everybody's schedule is updated every day on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he knows where he's going and when he needs to be someplace. Mm-hmm. And he's just in his mid-50s, and I'm looking at this as, I don't know if I'm prepared to be a caregiver this young in life.
Right, right.
It's a scary thought, too.
Right.
No.
Right. I could understand. I understand. But he just got disability?
Yes, he just got disability, and they say 24 months before you get any form of Medicare or medical.
Okay. Well, the good news is when it comes through December, January, I watch this, like, gold rug looks like he's appearing underneath his feet, and so knowing that he qualifies is giving him a sense of security, so his energy isn't contracting. And I wouldn't be surprised if you already noticed like an improving of it, because when the right side is like shrinking, think of that means right now this is going on for him. And when I see somebody's head that looks like their eye is closing, they're shut down. It's a defense mechanism for his body, right? So it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and this goes way back. It actually goes back to like when he was 4 years old. So whenever he life got scary and he didn't feel like he had a foundation, his energy would curl up. And he definitely is like his ears are going inside of his head. So it's like he can't hear, he can't feel, he can't think, right? And so it's literally getting him to feel that foundational strength, to feel grounded, feeling supported. The disability is going to help him get out of that posture. And again, anything that you could do to get him to do an energy exercise. Some of them are even holding different meridians of the head. So if it's too funky for him to put himself in a bubble of light, then some of them are very, very, they look like acupuncture things. They actually follow the meridians of the body. So it doesn't have to, I give all different kind of exercises, those from that look very practical for people that could be like, you know, readings are weird or that kind of deal, down to ones that are more metaphysical. So absolutely send for those, and everyone can. It's union1111@yahoo.com. And again, I do see a memory thing that with the medication effect, and that there is a genetic component with his dad, but I'm not seeing that, again, it's going to turn into a dementia that, you know, like he's going to be, you know, really severely affected by that. It has to do with more of his current circumstances, especially because of sudden onset, okay?
Okay.
Very good. You have a wonderful day there. Yep. Bye-bye. All right, I heard my cue. We're going to a break, and we're going to come back to the phone lines after the short few minutes you listen to The Carol Connor Show. Thank you.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Terry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, so you could dial in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sounds like a plan. We'll take Jerry. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington, and she had a question about her career. Will it be changing anytime soon? So, Jerry,
right.
Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So what's going on?
Just wondering if I am going to be working into a different career. I've been a hairdresser for 30 years and wondering if I'm going to be doing more help with other people.
Okay, all right. What I'm looking at Andy Field, especially March, actually brings me even back to March 2010, and I do see you, bottom line, stepping into something else. Have you done healing techniques or healing touch, literally? Because I see your hands turn into gold and gold.
Yeah.
Hands. All right. And
yeah.
So, and are you literally starting to introducing it or to your clients and your clientele and or doing
yeah.
classes at the salon and that kind of deal? So in March of 2010, I just watched this. You have this big gold ball coming out of the right side of your energy field, and it's coming up and around, and that's really good. Think of that golden opportunities that you've been clearing the path, and just like I said to Bryn, to manifest anything in this physical world, it follows the path of the chakras, right? And so think of this mm-hmm. ball that has been moving since 2010, and then I'm watching it really go down really, really fast. And the biggest, the coolest thing is your hands. I'm watching them pulse this energy out. And so people are feeling it, and more people, Jerry, are waking up and realizing we are energetic beings, and by not addressing the energy body and not understanding that teaching it, learning about it, having sessions, that it's literally like not taking a shower, not kidding, or brushing your teeth for years and years and years. You know, it affects our health physically, mentally, emotionally. So the timing of 2012 and beyond, everyone thinks everyone stops talking beyond 2012, but that's an energy where people are getting our heads. It's like the veil is lifting where people are waking up to say, okay, I am energy, the person, and go to energy work. So I do see you doing it, but there is a part where I see it as bridges. So that means to me that you're taking the steps. I don't see you jumping off immediately and then going to a place. Right now it's about connection, especially from now to March 2012. And so, and are you literally doing classes too?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
I do classes, yes, but don't teach them yet.
Okay. I'm watching you taking that teacher hat faster than you might realize. And even if it's like the ABCs, people that understand chakras and understand the fifth dimensional energy of Orion, Sirian, whatever, you know, can always get a review of the ABCs, you know. So that teacher hat is going on you faster than you might have planned it. But it's not a forced thing. It's a good thing. Or you're already doing the teacher role where you're educating the people every time you're doing their hair, right? And so, and you're introducing
yeah.
them to that energy side. So you're already making these energetic bridges with people and, like, activating them. And then as you do classes and as you do events or offering sessions, you're planting the seeds that they remember, right? And that's really important. It's beautiful. And the most beautiful thing, too, is that when I look in your heart, Jerry, it's open up and it has all these gold and pink, and it's pulsing this, like, real high rainbow energy. And that gold is, again, bringing it down to the physical 3D world and golden opportunities, money it means, and all that. And that pink is offering love, unconditional love. And it's right in your heart, meaning you love to do this. It's a thing of being in service. And you also are practicing being in balance with that. And that's really important because a lot of times people that get into healing and hairdressing tend to be people that are natural teacher, helper, healers anyway. So you want to make sure that you're balanced and taking care of Jerry as you're stepping out there in a different way. And you've been, again, preparing this for a long time in your life, and it's an easy bridge to do. It's like it's not going to shake you like you're jumping off a cliff. So, and I also see you energetically putting, like, the hairdressing behind you. When I see something going to the left side, then going to the back of somebody's energy field, it's like I can rest upon hairdressing, know that you always have hairdressing. You know, that's something that it's like a safety net thing, like I was saying to the Todd, the contractor. So it's, I do see you stepping away from the hairdressing, but not immediately. You know what I mean? It's like a gentle shift for you. And it's a good thing. And, again, you could be surprised how many times where you could, all of a sudden I saw you sitting in front of a group of people that looks like five to six at first. And you, somebody could even say, hey, Jerry, come here, sit down and explain to my friends about what you said about the first chakra or second chakra in relationships. Because Susie, boyfriend, they keep on having the same fight. And then you simply explain the second chakra. And all of a sudden they say, can you explain all of those, you know? And then you find yourself in this seat. And then they're like, hey, well, I have a friend that can invite this friend and this friend. And do you mind coming over Friday night and teaching 25 of us about, you know, the energy center? So you can find yourself in that role very, very quickly, easily, in that when I see a hat on somebody's head and that you wear it well, that's a symbol of just feeling very comfortable with it. And, again, you've been prepping for this for a very long time. And the expansion is very good. Are you doing several different kind of healing modalities?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Many.
All right. Yep, that's the rainbow energy. So, and what you're really finessing is your own unique. Like, I studied Reiki, you know, balancing, all these different magnified healing, healing touch, all these different things. And all of those were really, really helpful. They opened me up to, like, I see it as a different color of the rainbow, right? And then what I really realized is that I downloaded my own form that I was channeling since I was 3 years old. And so it helped me, by studying all those other ones, to become a channel. So I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing you doing the same thing, that you're going to come into a form that is not like Reiki. It's not like healing touch. It's your own unique style, your own unique color, your own unique thing. That's why I'm watching your hands getting so big and just radiating out. And at first, you might not put it words to it because the energies go beyond words. That it's a feeling. It's a pulse. It's a signature, right? And so it's wonderful because you also have the ability with all the different modalities. If somebody is drawn to, let's say, Reiki, you have the ability to put the Reiki hat on. If they're drawn to healing touch, you can put the healing touch on. If they're drawn to whatever, you wear those different hats and you wear them well. But I do see, again, over the next couple of months and years, you really zoning in, doing your own thing. And are you also doing readings?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't charge. I haven't, you know, really gotten out there because when I do, then my hair business stops, like, very fast. And, of course, I still need to pay the mortgage, so then I just go, no, forget it. I still need to take care of everything. So
interesting. There's a deep core because with fear that has to do with the past life, that has to do with readings, because I saw you doing readings and I heard you doing readings, and that has to do with more with third chakra things that have to do with of being killed as when you were a seer, an S-E-E-R, and it's right up in your energy field to be cleared. So when you start doing the readings and all of a sudden your hair drops off, it's like your worst nightmare coming true, right? So now we could work with the energies of really clearing that out, and there has to be something with 2010, because March of 2010, because I keep on seeing that blinking behind your head. So you've been working on this core issue, and it really goes down to a fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, and releasing the theme of fear of being annihilated in any direction, space of time, physically, mentally, emotionally, as you go out into the stage, world stage, you know, in a different way, like a different aspect of Jerry, you know. So that's what I'm really watching you digest, clear in all different parts of your energy field from now to March in particular. And as you clear that out, I watch the reading aspect really expanding. And when people know they could have a session and also get a reading too, it's like a two-for-one, and it really makes people come to you very fast because a lot of people like the reading aspect, right? And so we're visual, we want the, you know, it helps people when they feel they're getting two for one, like they're getting some sort of deal, right? And so I do see you spreading with that. So when you're doing the energy work, if you're feeling something in a chakra system or whatever, don't be surprised if it just starts flowing out. Like you're saying, if all of a sudden you see an image and you see the person at a certain age and it just starts flowing out of your mouth, they're showing you an aspect, and I'm just seeing you getting comfortable with sharing it and not putting the reading in like one certain compartment. It's like watching this bridge appear, so it doesn't feel so abrupt, or the fear of the past of when I've done readings before, my hair stops, and that's like a great big break, which would, of course, be unnerving. It's like that was the past, and now I am going to be able to read and also do what I love what I do, and also get paid for it. And so part of it has to do with a lot of past life thing, but this is the year to clear that is what the bottom line is.
Well, my hair is falling out right now, so it's
interesting.
The worst it's been ever in my entire life.
That's interesting. Yeah, well, you know, I'm not surprised, to be honest, because when I am seeing a symbol and I see a person pulling their hair out, the last place it does goes down is to their hair. And so that has to, again, do with a deep fear. That has to do with fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. So think of this as where you're clearing that out. It really has to do with that. And then other sub-titles with that is self-worth issues, da-da-da. But when you put the energy into clearing out, I fear fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, in all directions of space and time, and really feel your energy coming back in, and then put the new program in. You know what I mean? Because when we clear a program out, a pattern out, we want to put that new program in. So that's what I'm watching you do. Okay. And that's that you are abundant. You can't be annihilated because you're a piece of God, source, creator. And I heard my cue, so thank you, Jerry, and thank you, everybody. And I'll talk to you next week, so you can call in next week, and may you align with the divine.